This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and this is Morning Devotion, so it's great to share just the short moments we have. I've often thought there's nothing like a mother's love. It's very special, isn't it? Very powerful, soothing. And you watch a mother care for her little baby son or daughter, and more often than not, I think you'll see the tender love and comfort come shining through. And then, of course, there's the grandmother's love for her grandchild. That's also amazing to see. Now, that's not to say that we males can't express love and tenderness like that also, but we do it, I think, in a different way. What I want to say today is that God is actually like a mother, but he is a father. We're told in the scriptures, in the Bible, to talk of God as a father, our heavenly father. And there are many verses in the Bible, in fact, many times it's repeated, God is a father. There's no verses in the Bible that says that God is a mother. However, God is compared to a mother, and he's even likened to a hen brooding over her chicks. So since men and women, we are created in the image of God, I think it's no surprise, and it's really a nice thought here, it's no surprise that God reflects the attributes of mothers as well as fathers in his dealings with us. Maybe you haven't thought about it quite like that. More than 300 years ago, there was a very popular Bible writer. His name was Matthew Henry, a commentary on the Bible. And he says way back then that God comforts us, he says, not only with the rational arguments which a prudent father uses, but with the tender affections and compassions of a loving mother. And there are many verses in the Bible. Isaiah 66:13, I will comfort you like a mother, comforting her child. And in Isaiah 49, can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child, I will never forget you. Jerusalem, I can never forget you. I've written your name on the palms of my hands. Now, that's a very affirming, wonderful statement. And then in later years, when Jesus was here, in Luke 13, he was talking to the Pharisees, and he almost broke his heart, actually. We can feel it when he said, Jerusalem, your people have killed the prophets, have stoned the messengers who were sent to you. I have often wanted to gather your people just as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you wouldn't let me. And then back in Psalm 131, verse 2, David, a very brief psalm, I think there's only three verses, it says, I have learned to feel safe and satisfied just like a young child on its mother's lap. So what I'm saying today is that God is compassionate like a mother. Now, I know I'm generalizing, but women tend to be compassionate, whereas, as I said, men are more practical. We ask, what happened? How did the child get hurt? Where's the bruise? Who is responsible? I guess they're the sort of man things that we say. Mum, she usually says, look, just pick them up and give them a cuddle. God created our world. Is it any wonder that he would feel the same intense degree of warm love and care towards his children that a mother so clearly demonstrates? It just, I think, makes sense here. In one of the Bible verses, God says, in effect, no way would a woman reject her own baby. Now, of course, as I said, we can't generalize on that. There are a few women who forget the child that they bore. But what I'm saying here is that God is actually there as one who never forgets. And how wonderful to know, as we go through life, we have a God who never forgets who you are. Because it says he engraved our names on his hands. And I think we could probably say when Jesus went to Calvary, you know, he thought of us. His name was there. He actually loved us so much. So yes, God is compassionate like a mother. And I want to take this a little bit further tomorrow. It's really just a tender expression and a tender idea of God's love being, as it were, a motherly love. Well, dear Lord, you made us who we are, precious in your sight. Our circumstances may be difficult at times, Lord, but we know that we remain as your children. You've loved us, Lord, with an everlasting love. And this, Lord, is a love that remains true forever. And we want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.